From London, BBC Caribbean Report. A London-based organization is set to launch a campaign that could lead to the cancellation of Caribbean debt to British commercial banks. The postponement of Haiti's election date comes as no surprise to former President Leslie Maniga. And the cricket organizers in Sharjah say it's safe for the West Indies team to play there later this year. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The London-based Christian Aid organization will next week launch a six-month campaign urging the cancellation of third world debts to commercial banks. Christian Aid supporters all over Britain will be meeting with their bank managers this autumn to press for debt cancellation and reduction. Wendy Tyndale is head of Christian Aid's Latin American and Caribbean group.
The main aim of the campaign, having raised everybody's awareness, is to reduce the amount of debts owed to the banks, asking the banks to cancel debts of the poorest countries or reduce the debts owed to them, either by cutting interest rates or by simply saying they needn't all be paid.
How likely is it that you'll be able to persuade the hard-nosed bankers?
I think that although it's a very difficult task, it's not impossible, because the banks here actually face quite a lot of opposition now from building societies where people have accounts. And they really do depend on the public as their clients. So they mind a lot what people think about them. And I also think that the banks are coming to the conclusion that they've got to do something about the third world debt, in that it's unlikely it all will be paid back. And it is ruining the economies of the countries in which the banks could be investing.